Everybody's well aware of what we're here for. We have some information that's going to be presented here tonight regarding our family court. There's been meetings with the court system that Peter and I were attending. From there, Rick and the architect of the court system met. They basically came up with a plan to move forward. They've been working very hard to get different particulars into the plan. Tonight, we're going to have what we've been doing. We had a meeting last week with the administrator's office regarding what we actually are going to implement, what the cost is going to be, what the alternative might be, and actually a site plan. We have a resolution that we're going to be dealing with regarding a referendum, regarding moving it out of the city of Kingston, if the voters allow us. And saying all that, we'll just proceed. So our first step is that we had a meeting, and Dennis, you want to just briefly summarize what the...
I surmise better than I summarize.
Surmise is for a living.
So if you kindly...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Much appreciated. I just want to remind the committee how we got here. We are under a responsibility to provide some suitable court space for family court from the Office of Court Administration. We've been working towards that. There was a report produced in 2014, updated in 2015 with respect to CNS, with regard to the alternatives that were available to the county. We met with the Joint Committee last month. The discussion at that particular time was to come back, was to essentially believe that we had a preferred alternative in the BRC as a potential location for family court, but to come back to the committee with sufficient evidence to justify that position in terms of costs and advantages and basically a sanity check on how it would work. We've done that. We hired the firm of Alfondri Architecture, and Mr. Alfondri is here tonight. They've been working for about more than 30 days now on this work. They have had an amazing amount of cooperation with the Office of Court Administration, working directly with their architects. This is a conceptual design plan subject to change. However, I would argue that when we're down to door swings and discussions in terms of how we're going to get light into judges' chambers, this is much more conceptual, but it does need to go through the proper approval processes of OCA, although their architects and their facilities people have looked at that. So it's been a very cooperative process. One of the things that we wanted to make sure of, rather than us assuming that the Office of Court Administration was okay in terms of where we were, we asked the Office of Court Administration if they would provide us to a letter to that effect. They have done so. A couple of things, one of the first things in your packet from the Office of Court Administration, I have highlighted those areas that the BRC that the Office of Court Administration considers benefits. One is that it provides, that the feasibility study shows that the site can provide suitable and sufficient space for the family court, as well as room for future growth, that the proposed site provides ample parking as well as access to public transportation, and in your packet there's also a parking analysis that we did. The BRC is owned by the county, and therefore there will be no acquisition costs. And renovation of the existing structure rather than construction of new buildings should reduce the project costs and expedite completion of the project. We have asked the architects to take a look at comparisons. I would say that the capital costs that you're looking at for the BRC renovations are much more fine-tuned and detailed as compared to the comparisons, but they give you an order of magnitude, and that order of magnitude is significant in terms of the different options that the county has. And the renovations can be completed without any disruption to the existing family court operations. And there's certain efficiencies for being in this location, particularly as it relates to the proximity of the court to the Social Services Division of the county, which is also in the same building. So with that, I would turn you to the second page, which looks at the cost comparisons. And Rick, anytime you want to jump in here, you'll see a cost comparison with respect to the renovation of the mental health building, the old jail facility, Flatbush Avenue, and a greenfield site. With respect to the greenfield site, we have not identified any greenfield site within the city of Kingston. We're assuming it would be within the city of Kingston. That will be a challenge in and of and by itself. The main thing I think you take away from this is that it's about a $10 million cost for the BRC, and that any other project options that are available to the county are at least twice that.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Go on, Chris.
What made the mental health building such a high cost?
The real reason is you have to do the renovations twice. You have to move people out of there. So you have to renovate for those people to go out of mental health building, and then we have to renovate to put people in, and the building is not well set up for court facilities.
Okay.
So that's the
just because looking against the old jail facility, you think that the jail facility would be...
It's the two renovation issue. Okay. That's why.
So these, just the BRC value, we did a pretty extensive cost estimate utilizing conceptual plans to do the order. Package. We utilize primarily CS means construction cost data, and then there's factors that you can look in the budget for the location, for prevailing wage, and then for escalation. We looked at the CNS report, and we essentially, our base number was essentially what they came up with the BRC initially. And then we had all those ads to get to a budget that we think is we can present to the public without risk of it going over budget later. We essentially took their numbers for the other sites and added those percentages as well to get to these numbers. What these don't, like the Greenfield site, which Dennis is alluding to, what that doesn't really get to is site acquisition and site development, which is an unknown number, and it's probably quite substantial if there is a site appropriate.
Peter and then Tracy?
Yeah, Dennis, at the meeting we had with the judges, we had talked about an alternative if this does not pass on the referendum. What have you done?
We've given them the options and the cost comparisons. We've also spoke to the Office of Court Administration. They're comfortable relative to our proceeding and moving forward relative to the with the referendum without offering an alternative at this time. And then if the referendum doesn't pass, we then move to offer the necessary alternative.
So they don't have a problem with the time?
Our understanding is that they're comfortable with the idea that the county will is committed to move forward with this option and put it up to a referendum, and if the referendum does not pass, then the county would go back to OCA and with an alternative.
Well, that's
they're
what
not,
they said
they're
the
not
that's
asking us to essentially provide for that alternative now.
Well, at the meeting, the one judge asked that point blank.
I can just read it here. That's what they told us. As they've watched this unfold and they've looked at the way that the project can fit into the BRC, they've looked at the advantage of the BRC, they believe that this is really a preferred site, and I don't think that we should try to develop an alternative at any level of detail until such time they know whether or not the referendum passes.
As long as they're good with it, I don't have an issue. But the day we sat here and spoke, the one judge actually brought that up.
Yeah, and I will tell you that our discussions with them to date have been that's no longer an issue.
See, Rick had these conversations with the architects to convince him that this was the preferred site, and they took his advice and went in that direction.
Well, I hope the voters do too. Then,
Rick, you got to talk to the voters now too. Then,
but it's a great question, Peter. But we had a fairly significant amount of discussion with the Office of Court Administration about this.
I mean, with all due respect, I think that they appreciate the process that we went through, that the county, you know, in a very short period of time has done a professional presentation, and we've worked with them closely, we've listened to them, and we're responsive, you know, as your consultants, obviously. And I think they expect that if for some reason the voters don't approve this, that same level of initiative will follow after election day, but let's hope that it does pass.
I think one of the bigger issues here is, like you said, Rick, they had confidence in us, mm-hmm. that we took the bull by the horn.
Right.
We followed through what we say we're going to do. They feel confident this is the most appropriate, most economical way to proceed. And I think deep down, they really believe that this is going to pass. No one knows until we start counting the votes, but I think they trust us enough to say, okay, if this does not proceed as a positive on the referendum, that we made a commitment that we would do our next step and come up with a plan as quickly as possible. And I think they really believe in their hearts that we're very sincere. And because one of the judges actually called me afterwards and said, you know, we've been working for the last 4 or 5 years,
right.
and we have not proceeded at this pace at all. And, you know, I'm glad people stepped up, moved forward, and, you know, we're going the right direction. Now, if that right direction is going to be approved at the end, doesn't no one know, but, I mean, they are very content. I know they were working very closely with Rick because you were here that day. The architect was at the end of the table there, and these guys met for a period of time thereafter, and, of course, they met many hours after
that
time.
You know, Rich, yeah. I don't have a problem. In fact, the BRC is probably the best choice. I'm only saying that if for some reason it doesn't pass, I don't want the court administration coming down saying, hey, you knew that, you know, this was, you should have had an alternative. We've discussed it. And
well, I mean, unless they change their mind again, I don't think that's what they're looking. They feel very confident this is going to be the site for the family court.
Well, they actually put it in writing on their May 26th letter to us, mm-hmm. so they're on record saying preferred alternative to go.
Tracy?
I have two questions. One, I don't know if it's premature, but I just want to put it out there now. Have we looked into any green, I'm using that loosely, aspects of construction? I know we had a resolution years ago
for the
BRC about LEED standards for new construction, but it also mentioned major renovations, which this is a major renovation, and also just in terms of it can pose upfront costs, which is why you talk about the budget, which I want to address it now, but it also can hold, you know, present many, many long-term savings. I know this is something Mr. Alfandre is experienced with, and something I, for one, am passionate about.
If I may just lead off with this, I think the answer is yes. We had some discussions about this, and in particular, two things. One is that we have a heating, ventilation, air conditioning project as well for this building as an owner, and we have a roof project as an owner. And so, with that, I'll turn it over.
Those are separately proposed capital projects. Yes.
Is it a solar roof project?
No.
Okay.
There's a budget line at the bottom of this particular project budget, which we believe would be adequate for a minimum RCD slope insulation and a white TPO roof system, which would be the, you know, the best system that could be put on that building. We also have an additional line item for additional rooftop mechanical equipment. The main budget would accommodate, we believe, energy recovery ventilation. Obviously, we'd be using the state-of-the-art lighting, and we do our best to select indoor materials that are low emitting. This budget does not include values for LEED certification in that process, but if, assuming we're hired for the future phases, I can assure you it will be as green as we can possibly make it.
Taking that at space, did we analyze what it would cost to go further?
If you look at that, if you go through the detailed design process, it could be an add. And with regard to solar, once the new roof is on, then you could have a discussion about solar, but we need to know what the building is on.
Manna?
And then the second question...
Go on.
The second question was to a follow-on Peter's earlier question about whether or not this passes. Do we have a plan for public education in terms of a referendum, for how it's going to be worded on the referendum, for how we're going to get the information out? Because, as we all know, referendums often get way lost in the shuffle, even to the point of pulling the polling site, not even flipping it over. And I think if we're invested, if it, if this legislature moves this forward and we're invested in having this be the plan, we have to be invested in educating the public on why this should be the plan in terms of what the potential alternatives would be if it doesn't pass.
Well, we had discussions with the court system regarding that, and they are agreeable to have public meetings and to basically come to our meeting, basically explain why this proposal here is better, to educate the voters on what they feel.
It's going to take more than a public meeting.
Well, I mean, that's a start. Hopefully the press moves on from there, and then we go, hold on, Minna Joe's next. And
I think the county executive working with the legislature is already having some discussions about how best to essentially present this to the voters so that it succeeds, not the least of which is the what you see in front of you, which is the difference in costs.
Right.
Relative to that, and that's one of the reasons I did give you that highlighted benefits, and that's a lot of discussions and talking points that we can use as we move to essentially together to educate the public about this. But I agree, it's more than a public meeting, but having the Office of Court Administration's endorsing the project goes a long way.
The other thing is I think people are not aware. I was not aware that the county is responsible to provide this place. So, you know,
well, that's the first thing. Like, I mean, we are being forced
like
to construct this.
Right. We have a choice of places, granted, but we don't have a choice about whether or not we're going to spend money to put them somewhere.
No, what do you mean?
You know.
Manager Joe? Yeah.
Thank you. Just a follow-up on the solar question. I can see it being outside of this budget, but I just want to be sure structurally that there's no reason not to. It's one of our big flat roofs.
Right, and until we get into structural design, we don't know, but I don't see a reason why it couldn't be done.
So I would request that be part of the assessment, and if it needs to be remediated for that. And the other thing I'm not seeing, but I may not be reading print small, and I may not be reading it, does this building need to be super insulated, just in terms of the building envelope? I'm familiar with the building, but I'm not familiar. I can't look at it and tell, so I'm curious about that.
Well, the roofing project would do that aspect, and again, we haven't been hired for the rest of the project, but at that point, we would hire a mechanical engineer and would do the appropriate energy modeling for this particular use. It does have an exterior insulation system. It is a masonry exterior wall. So I don't know. I don't know the appropriate answer. I do know that we're going to probably have significant cooling loads given how many occupants there are going to be, but it's going to be a cyclical time. So having appropriate controls, et cetera, but that's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Creative engineering and optimize that building and that use. And that will, quite frankly, be a function of who the design team ultimately is.
Carl?
No, well, I was just going to mention that in the fourth result of the resolution, the county is doing its due diligence to let the voters know. Once we published a notice 6 weeks previous to the November election, and each week for 6 weeks before the election, posting the public notice about the referendum.
I
understand that.
Tracy, I can assure you that I think enough people are going to be speaking on this issue throughout Ulster County. Now, the question is it going to be enough? No one's going to know until you count the votes. But, I mean, yes, there'll be an active campaign. If the legislative body or the executive office wants to expend some monies to do that, and then, you know, they have that right and option probably to do it. But that has not been decided. I mean, let's go to step first.
I'm just suggesting that be discussed. I have confidence after hearing Dennis's response that the executive, along with the legislature, the conversation will happen. I believe there needs to be more than the notices and more
We can assure you there will be. You know, the question is to what degree.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, Ken, you want to say anything?
Just that I'm highly confident the county executive will be working with the chairman to make sure that there's a good public education campaign that goes around the project.
Dean?
Ken, do you think they would be doing things around the county
Like, say, a thing in Sorgatee, a thing in... they're going to go around...
This is a countywide referendum, so our efforts will be...
They'll go in 3 to 4 different areas throughout the county.
And I can also envision at making sure individual legislators have a communication information and packet that they can also share through their district as well, too. So.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I just had a question and then some comments regarding the dissemination of information about this and the campaign to get people out to vote for the referendum. So I did speak to somebody at a functional event that's associated with the BRC, and there was some concerns expressed by them as to how this would affect the accessibility of people coming in for job training and that type of thing. I was just wondering, I'm just throwing it out there because somebody brought it up to me, mm-hmm. So I was wondering if somebody could address that question.
Dennis? Rick?
Well, I can say that we did include in the budget funding to realign the spaces, and in many instances there's not a great deal of change in terms of the spaces that are there, but we wanted to make sure that we freshen those spaces and realign them at where we need. So there is some money in the budget to do that, and there is a change in the entranceways to allow that to happen as well. So we would anticipate upgraded wayfinding signage within the building itself, etc. And that brings us to the total square footage here is around 28,000. So it's around 28,000 of a, Brian, 49,000 square foot building.
So when you say change in the entranceways, that was the concern that was brought up to me. That would be moving it to the back?
No, the entranceways would remain in the front of the building for these facilities.
So then that shuts down what their concern is. So in terms of getting the message out to the voters, I mean, I think a lot of individual responsibility of legislators to, you know, run like a pseudo campaign for this, because it is, you know, it's a fiscal responsible maneuver that worked to make this happen. It's going to save the taxpayers quite a bit of money. Unfortunately, people don't show up in attendance for public meetings and public hearings of this nature. It's just the reality, a harsh reality of this. But I mean, if there's an investment made in campaign type signs that, you know, tell people, remind to vote on this amendment, that it's going to save taxpayer money, list that, you know, for the vote near polling places, letters to the editor from individual legislators in their district. If they're writing letters of endorsement for other candidates, they could tie in a segue to, you know, reminding voters to vote for this.
Well, just to Chris, you know, I'm just asking Erica here regarding what's the legality of expending money. You know, can the legislative body spend monies for lawn signs, for things of that nature? She didn't think so, but she'd have to do some research. But, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, as legislators, you know, it's our responsibility to tell our districts, you know, what we feel, what is best for Ulster County, and, you know, get the word out as much as possible.
XA, Nick Say on that.
Yeah. Public education.
Yeah,
Peter and Mary Beth.
Yeah, I just want to point out that and what they had brought up, the administrator brought up at our last meeting is, if this doesn't go through, for one reason or another, and they get angry, they can hold our sales tax, which means we could lose it.
Some type of funding.
I'm sorry. But it equated to like tens of millions of dollars. Okay, well, that's what they said.
Yeah, well, they did say that even at a public meeting.
But they could screw with their money.
Let's think positive. Let's not think negative. Mary Beth.
Well, I mean, that's the that'll be explained.
Isn't it also important that we work with the Board of Elections, because we need to train the people who are sitting there checking the people in to say, by the way, could you flip over your piece of paper, because there's a very important vote, and if you'd like more information, and we should have an easel there with the information and something there. I mean, I'm not asking them to be any sort of, I'm just asking them to say, flip it over. Okay, they can say flip it over. They do get paid.
They can tell them that there's something on the other side.
That's right. They can provide information.
But we can have it posted.
Have something there with the information on.
Right? You can do that with the casino.
We're going to make sure that we have a well-coordinated and thoughtful campaign with the chairman.
That's more important.
TJ.
Just, I guess my concern would be
how the resolution is written, because if it has any dollar amount in it, people will think they're voting on the dollar amount, not the placement of the court site.
It won't have it.
Okay,
so this resolution is to move the place from the city of Kingston outside
okay,
that area.
Good, because I don't want the dollar thing
to affect the vote.
Right, and the other thing is, as legislators, you know, go to your. We should start now going, if we decide to do this, start going to your town boards and talking about it and getting that word out, getting the local newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, talking about worrying about getting this passed, I know this county executive well enough to know if this is something that he wants to see done, he will leave no stone unturned.
It's for not public. So much him. I mean, yeah. This is best for Ulster County.
For Ulster County.
Dollars and cents wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's advantageous for everybody. Mm-hmm.
He will wholeheartedly play a major role.
Okay. Anyone else?
Do we want to, do we need to move this?
No, hold on. Yeah, well, yeah, we've got a few more questions. Carl?
I have a quick question on the cost. I'm not part of the Public Works Committee ever, but so I'm looking at line number 25. Now, this is, you know, for the BRC. Cost of work. $4.7 million. And then there's line number 31, construction budget, $8.4 million. So I mean, these aren't tallied up. Like, you know, you've got costs to do things like, you know, repurpose rooms and take out walls and this and that. So where's the tally of, you know, and then you've also got prevailing wage, buffers in there and things, and then at the end you've got additional requirements that are equal up to $2.25 million. So what's the difference between the cost of work? That's the cost of work without the labor.
That's the cost. The that value, cost of work, is from RS Means, and that's a U.S. all across the United States base average number for this project. Then you add to that the location factor, which is Kingston, and prevailing wage because of the requirements of
220 of the labor law.
Right. Thank you. And then we've added two levels of contingency because this is basically a schematic design. So there's a design contingency and a project contingency. And then you, so that gets you to the construction budget of $8,400,000 something. And then you have architecture and engineering, and you have furniture and equipment, which gets you to the $9.5 million. And then we've added an escalation, assuming that it's going to be a year from now when we actually start construction.
Okay.
Maybe sooner, but roughly.
And then the additional ones, like it's saying roof replacement, we should replace the roof?
Well, the and Brian can speak to it better, but my understanding is that the roof is reaching its useful life anyway.
It was installed prior to our purchase of the building in 94.
Right. So it's
early 94.
It's time to do the roof. You'd end up with a much more energy-efficient building. You deal with the heat island effect of the tight roof. The mechanical equipment is also
same age.
You know, you're nearing its useful life, and then of course there's going to be some reconfiguration inside the existing building for some of the other offices.
And I think the easiest way to explain it is, as building owner, we would be doing these projects on the roof and the HVAC, regardless of whether we move from our family court or not.
Inevitable, right?
The HVAC work is an established capital,
right?
Already,
we have a
project. Regardless of this project.
Great.
It might be good in terms of education to show the payback in terms of energy saving for the roof and anything to do with improvements that are going to save operational costs.
It's a big roof.
Well, really, the next step is our step. You know, how we're going to move forward. We're going to present this. We're going to put it to the full legislative body. Let's vote on it. Everybody feels comfortable to do this. I just want to say one thing. We have an estimate here of approximately just slightly under $10 million. I think it's a little bit higher than what we anticipated when we started this. But this number is not a finite number. We're not going to have a finite number to go out to bid to basically get a real concrete number. But, you know, everybody that has worked on this feel very comfortable that we can be within that range, if not lower, when it's all said and done. Now, you know, you run into some major problems with the whole thing. But, yeah, we put these numbers together, Rick put these numbers together with the anticipation that, you know, he felt very comfortable that we're going to be within this number when it's all said and done. Yes, Chris?
So what's the... We had discussed the mental health being building being the plan B if they were the referendum were to fail. So with the cost differential being like $20 million over $700,000, that doesn't seem like it would be feasible.
Well, that, when we first said that, that was our secondary choice, if you want to state that. As we look further, that number was much greater. I don't think that anyone had that number. I think we were talking about 15, 16, 18 million as a number for that particular building. And as I look into it, and the reason why it is at that number, Dennis said before that you would have to move the people out in the meantime and then go in there and do the work and then move them back in. So it's a double move, basically. So that's why the cost is escalated to that point.
For leasing other space, you're saying?
No, one would presume that you would look at the BRC to move them to.
That you'd be doing two projects, effectively.
So, I mean, you'd think about it.
So then the best option B would be Flatbush Avenue?
We're not even looking at B. Hopefully, A will be.
Right.
Because you're on time, you don't have to ask any questions. I'm going to move it, Rich.
I was just going to say, if the state court can allow us to do that, though.
Do what? What? Do what, Chris?
Well, if we had to go out to a second referendum, if the first one failed.
If the court system would allow us to do what?
To go to a plan B like Flatbush Avenue, because that's the most financially feasible.
I'm just
laying out.
Well, they're going to tell us what to do. We're going to give them suggestions of what our plan B is, and they're going to approve it or not approve it. So there again, like it was mentioned here, as long as you're within the city, we don't do a referendum. Okay, so that time factor is not involved. I mean, we would do our due diligence, come up with whatever our game plan is for our second choice, and then move with that. And then, it would be up to the legislative body to say yes or no and move forward.
So that would be $10,172,000 plus differential. That's like 3.5% of our budget.
Mm-hmm. And there again, it's not only that. I mean, you look at the savings that we have with the BRC versus where we are right now. I mean, if you look at the numbers regarding our savings on a yearly basis, our energy savings, our taxes, various other things. You're going to enhance that whole property out there with social services. The bus service goes out there automatically right now. So, I mean, that would just be added. I mean, there's a lot of other fringes that come into this picture that, it's not right here in front of us. And this is all the things that we have to sell the public to say, hey, this is why we're picking this place.
Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, you will own the building. Right now, Family Court, you're paying $390,000 every year.
Yeah, that guy's probably...
Triple net, baby.
And as I say, that can only go up.
That guy's probably going to lead a campaign against this.
Yeah. Well, one thing we have to be aware of, we only have a lease to when?
It's August
31st. August 31st. So, I mean, we have to negotiate with them.
Yeah. No, we have an option to renew. We have an option to renew.
For how long?
It's another year.
So we're not going to be done with this project, I don't think, by August.
No.
We took 1 year with 1 year option.
I thought we had another option.
I think we already exercised.
But just keep in mind, we have to negotiate this with the owners, so that number of 390 might be much greater for a year and a half, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, in that building, every time we need to improve something, it's a problem because we don't own the building.
Right.
Here, if we need to make changes or improvements,
there's
we don't
no
have to.
Right. DJ? I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Any other discussion?
Considering it resides in the Great Town.
Yes.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody
aye.
Against? No? Okay, we will have this be presented. Dean, you're going to present it to your meeting?
Yes.
Well, why don't we just have a full legislative meeting that's what this was supposed to be. And we don't have.
I think it'd be a good idea to make a full not a full presentation, but to lay out in front of the entire legislature of this.
Well, let's get the referendum passed as a resolution first, and then we will have a meeting thereafter. Hopefully, the court system people will be here. Whoever else needs to be here.
Because my whole committee's here, so there's no need me telling my committee. They all heard it, you know.
Tracy?
The next step should be the entire legislature, I feel.
Well, they were all invited, Dean, tonight.
Oh, they were? Okay.
They were all invited.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes.
Everybody was invited.
Okay. I was not aware of that.
I'm not sure if it's going to be the chair and the executive or if it's going to continue to be you also meeting with the executive regarding the language, but can you keep the legislature in the loop on...
Don't we always, Tracy? Don't we always?
Well, we're one big happy family. Yes and no.
I don't mean the legislature.
I didn't say what family was.
There's a lot of coordination.
I know. I'm only kidding. Give me a little humor here. We would do it.
We can't actually, as a legislative body, lobby for this referendum, can we?
I mean, like, what do you mean by lobby?
All right. Well, I mean, like,
information.
All right. That's what I mean. I mean, you go to your town board, or you can have your own little town hall meeting.
Right.
You can explain it, but you're not.
You can say I recommend it.
Well, I heard somebody saying spending money for lawn signs.
Well, Chris mentioned about.
Well, I don't even know about that either. I remember sewer and water districts throughout the county when towns were pushing for them. They went out and did signs and that.
She'll find out what the legality is.
We live in America. We don't live in the...
Was there a vote?
No, not if it's necessary. No, right.
We're done.
Dennis?
Just one thing. I just want to say that we'd asked a lot of this architect in a very short period of time, and I wanted to really thank Rick Alfandre and his firm and his individuals in terms of the amount of effort that they put forth there. The amount of complications here and coordination between the Office of Court Administration, some of our local folks that were involved, and the county in terms of getting to where we are today was pretty significant. And we're at a place where we can call it a concept plan, but as I said before, it's significantly more than a concept plan. We're really waiting for blessings of others than the Office of Court Administration.
Well, that's why you hired him, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. But I just he deserves that.
Yeah,
very much,
Rick. You put a lot of effort in here.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No. Motion to adjourn.
And I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. So you let me know when the next.